Hey, I've got a question for you. Do you know if you're tracking the right data, the right metrics, the right key performance indicators in your practice? This is something that's huge for us and really helps us make solid decisions within our business. But the prior software that we were using to run our practice made it really, really challenging to actually get that data out and use it in reports. Since we switched to PGA Everywhere, this has actually become way, way easier for us to be able to have the right data. We have a dashboard of all the things that we actually want to see, the metrics that we want to pull, and it makes our life a lot easier to pull the information that we need to make the right decisions within our business. So if you're running blind, you're not tracking the right things, or you're having a hard time actually pulling everything together, I highly recommend you check out our friends at PT Everywhere and see what they've got going on with their software platform. It's what we use for our practice. It's been a game changer for us. You can check them out at PT Everywhere. .com. I think you really like it. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name's Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on, guys? Dr. Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today we're talking about the importance of cash reserves and why you need to have this in your business as well as personal. But in this context, we're going to talk about business, and I'm going to kind of fill you in on a little difficulty we were having with our practice recently. So we have a couple docs. I don't really see people much at all. Occasionally I'll pop in and I'll help out with somebody. But one of our docs was sick last week. So this was Wednesday, the Wednesday before Christmas, to put in a time frame for you. So he's like, yeah, my nose is a little, I got a little head cold, my nose is a little runny, whatever. Like, I think just, you know, just to be safe, let's go ahead and let's reschedule people today and I'll, whatever. He's going to get a test and see, you know, if he's positive for COVID or not. So he comes back, pops hot. He's positive for COVID. So he stays home. And then we find out one of our other docs has as well. And so at this point, we have two that are going to be out for entire schedule on the books the last week of this year. So you're talking about 50 patient visits that we have to reschedule that we just aren't going to have, you know, for that week. And we should be able to reschedule, you know, everybody and it'll just kind of push it down the line a little bit, but it's not necessarily ideal, but it's the thing that we have to do. And it's the right thing to do, you know, for the safety of our patients and not just kind of passing a bunch of stuff along. So with that, it's about a $10,000, you know, loss, in terms of revenue for that week, and end of year payroll, you know, for us, was submitted Monday of the last week of the year, which for us was about $25,000. So we're down 10 of what we were supposed to bring in. Plus we have first payroll of the year, which would be for January, is always bigger because it includes bonuses. And so now we're minus another 25,000, right? So we're sitting sort of negative 35 from projections of where we're at. So now put yourself in this situation. If you have a business and you're redlining your cash reserves the entire time, let's say you are keeping like a couple $1,000s of cash on hand, you're in big trouble. You're going to have to try to figure out a very creative way to pay your people. Especially if you're like banking on that cash coming in. Oh, because I'll have this cash going to come in, then I can cover my payroll, so I'm good. Well, all of a sudden, a couple people get sick, you have to reschedule everybody, and boom, now all of a sudden, you're in trouble. You got to put on your credit card, or you got to borrow money to try to figure out how to pay your people. And I see this happen frequently in businesses, not just in the physical therapy profession, but other businesses that I've had a chance to consult with outside of the industry that are just putting themselves in an incredibly sketchy position by harvesting all of the cash they have. So what I mean by that is, you know, if let's say they have $10,000 in profit in a month, they're just paying themselves literally all the profit that they have because they're going to spend that on their lifestyle or whatever else they're doing with that money outside of the business. And they don't keep anything as far as cash reserves go in the business. And you would think that after 2020, people started to be a little more fiscally conservative about how they manage their cash flow in their business. And I actually don't know if they did or not. The people that were managing it, you know, in a conservative way, they stayed in business. The people that weren't, they went out of business and probably went off and, you know, got a job somewhere else or whatever they did. So my advice is for you to try to keep 3 months of cash reserves in your business. And that's your overhead, right? So what you're paying out in terms of, you know, your rent and utilities and insurance, your payroll, what you're paying your people, the taxes for them, all of that, you have to roll that into like, what's your monthly overhead? And if you don't know that number, that's a pretty important number for you to figure out first, because you need to figure out what 3 times that is for you to actually be able to be in a safe position to be able to have enough cash reserves. And I know other businesses that will say 6 months. So even this is a little bit, I mean, it's conservative, but it's not ultra conservative. I actually have a friend, he keeps 2 years of cash on hand. And that's super excessive. But the reason he did that is because he owns a real estate related business, and he almost lost his business in 2009 or whatever the year was, 2008, 2009, because all his business dried up. And he had at the time 6 months of cash reserves, and it's the only reason that kind of kept him in business. So he's just like fearful that will happen again. So he keeps 2 years of cash on hand, which is just an extraordinary amount that he probably could do many other things with, but it makes him feel safe. So we recommend having 3 months of cash on hand so that you can weather some of these things that happen. So for us, if we're going to be like negative 35,000, if you include these things into it, well, then we know, all right, well, we're going to build this back up over the next couple of months to where we get back to where we're going to be from our cash reserves. We're not going to take profit distributions until we're at that point. And then from there, we'll start getting back to regular profit distributions because we want to have a buffer, a base of 3 months. And some pretty bad stuff has to happen for you to dwindle that down past, you know, 3 months. But it's going to make you feel a lot safer. You're going to sleep a lot better at night. And if you don't have that built up yet, which many people don't, the strategy that you can take to do that is not necessarily not paying yourself any profit, because you might pay yourself a small salary and then have a distribution that you pay yourself as far as like how you sort of pay for your livelihood. So in order to kind of get to that point, what you can do is you can just split it in half, right? You say, okay, I had $2,000 in profit this month. I'm going to take $1,000. I'm going to pay myself that. And I'm going to put $1,000 in the, you know, or leave $1,000 in the business account as cash reserves, and do that until you build up 3 months of cash reserves. Now, the funny thing is, as the business gets better, bigger and makes more money, you actually have to keep more cash on hand. It's like, it's constantly sort of compounding and growing, because if your overhead is $5,000 a month by yourself, and now all of a sudden you bring somebody else on and your overhead is $10,000 a month, well, you went from having 3 months at $5,000, which would be $15,000 cash on hand if it's just you, to now you need 30. You actually need twice that. So you need 3 months at 10 to have 30,000 in cash reserves. So you have to start that process all over again and get to a point where you have your cash reserves in place. Once you do that, you can really pay out your distributions however you want, you know, after you're in a solid cash flow position. So anyway, I hope this makes sense. I've had to deal with this more times than I would like to, you know, like to have had to do with people that we work with in our mastermind and other businesses that I have been able to consult with. And it just seems like a very simple step that people can take, but it takes some fiscal discipline. I think that's the challenge. You see that and you're like, oh man, I want to do X, Y, and Z with it. And I'm all for reinvesting in your business, but put yourself in a place where you're, you know, you're in a safe position first before you go and look to expand into like a bigger facility, before you go and look to, you know, buy that piece of equipment that maybe is going to add some cash flow to your business, or to hire that person, that whatever, you know, like you can go as fast as you want. But you know, if you put yourself in a place where you have a safety net first, you're going to feel a lot better as you go through that, and you're going to be able to make smarter decisions. And if you're wrong, let's say you're wrong about something, it's not going to actually ruin your business. It's just going to put you in a place where you know, you have a little setback, but you're still in the game. That's what it's about. This is an infinite game. We want to be in as long as we can. And the only way you're out of the game is if you run out of money. So if you don't run out of money, you can stay in the game as long as you'd like. Hey, Peach Entrepreneurs, we have big, exciting news, a new program that we just came out with that is our PT Biz part-time to full-time 5-day challenge. Over the course of 5 days, we get you crystal clear on exactly how much money you need to replace by getting you ultra clear on how much you're actually spending. We get you crystal clear on the number of people you're going to need to see and the average visit rate you're going to need to have in order to replace your income to be able to go full-time. We go through three different strategies that you can take to go from part-time to full-time, and you can pick the one that's the best for you based on your current situation. Then we share with you the sales and marketing systems that we use within our mastermind that you need to have as well if you want to go full-time in your own practice. And then finally, we help you create a one-page business plan. That's right, not these 15-day business plans. You want to take the Small Business Association, a one-day business plan that's going to help you get very clear on exactly what you need to do and when you're going to do it to take action. If you're interested in signing up for this challenge, it's totally free. Head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge. Get signed up there. Please enjoy. We put a lot of energy into this. It's totally free. It's something I think is going to help you tremendously as long as you're willing to do the work. If you're doing the work, you're getting information put down and getting yourself ready to take action in a very organized way, you will have success, which is what we want. So head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge and get signed up today. Hey, real quick before you go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I would love it if you got involved in the conversation. So this is a one-way channel. I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to get you into the group that we have formed on Facebook. Our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group has about 4,000 clinicians in there that are literally changing the face of our profession. I'd love for you to join the conversation, get connected with other clinicians all over the country. I do live trainings in there with Eve Gigi every single week, and we share resources that we don't share anywhere else outside of that group. So if you're serious about being a PT entrepreneur, a clinical rainmaker, head to that group, get signed up, go to facebook.com/groups/PT entrepreneur, or go to Facebook and just search for PT entrepreneur. And we're going to be the only group that pops up under that name.